AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump met face-to-face at the White House today.
Well, Mr. President-elect and former President, thank you, Donald, congratulations. Thank
you. It was a substantive meeting, an exchange of views. They discussed important national security and domestic policy issues facing the nation and the world.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president repeated to Trump what he said the day after the election.
We will have an orderly transition and a peaceful transition of power.
Republicans in the Senate voted John Thune as the next majority leader. He is a longtime lieutenant to now minority leader Mitch McConnell. Thune says they have a mandate.
I promise to be a leader who serves the entire Republican conference. We'll have an ambitious agenda, and we'll take each and every Republican working together to be successful.
Thune was highly critical of then-President Donald Trump for trying to overturn the election results in 2020, calling it inexcusable. The White House says President Biden will hold talks Saturday with China's Xi Jinping on the sidelines of an international summit in Peru, a face-to-face meeting that comes as Beijing braces for Donald Trump's return to the White House. In California, Black and Latino families who were pushed out of a Palm Springs neighborhood in the 1960s reached a $27 million tentative settlement agreement with the city that will largely go toward increasing housing access. The deal was announced today. The city council votes on it tomorrow. A powerful dust storm known as a haboob caused a vehicle pileup on a central California highway, sending several people to hospitals with minor injuries. An enormous rolling cloud of dust reduced visibility on State Route 152, causing drivers to crash into one another. About 20 cars were involved in the accident in central California. This is AP News. U.S. and Polish officials opened a NATO defense missile base in Poland.
With Polish officials welcoming it as a significant boost to the security of the country, as well as of the NATO alliance, at a time of war in neighboring Ukraine. The U.S. missile defense base, which is being integrated into NATO, was originally planned under President George W. Bush as a way to protect Europe from ballistic threats from Iran. Poland, however, has always seen it as a form of protection in case of Russian aggression, fears that have grown since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles Tulesma.
The NBA says referee Scott Wall was diagnosed with leukemia earlier this year and is in treatment. All referees will be using a whistle marked with the number 31, Wall's referee jersey number, for the remainder of the season. The referees union says doctors have successfully eliminated the leukemia cells from Wall's body. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.